Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
You know where home is for a serval
when
cat? Africa. But for some reason, people decide to keep them as pets. The last story I covered about this was near Decatur, Illinois, where a guy had one living in an apartment. These wild cats love to mark their territory. And they said the apartment was just covered in urine. And he's like, oh, it got out. And, you know, these things never end well for the animal. And now it has happened in the village of Vernon Hills. Patrick Kreese is the chief of police. So you had one of these wild cats on the run in your neck of the woods too, Patrick?
Hi, good evening, Lisa. Yes, we did, unfortunately.
And it didn't end well for the animal, did it?
No, it's a real shame. It's certainly not the animal's fault.
So what happened? You got a call and somebody thought it was a bobcat?
Yeah, we got a call on November 18th, about 7:15, from a resident who had been walking their dog and actually got chased by an animal they described as a bobcat. Another resident saw it, felt that they were getting cornered. So we got several 911 calls. And within a few minutes, our officers arrived and saw what they thought was a bobcat.
And these things can move fast. So even their speed would be frightening if they were running past you, even if they weren't running at you. So your 911 call center lights up, and I would imagine you dispatched police officers.
Yeah, and the first officer on the scene wisely was able to take didn't have to get out of the car. The residents all kind of took shelter in nearby houses. The officer was able to take an image of the animal and smartly sent it to Department of Natural Resources. And within a short amount of time, we were able to be told that this animal was a serval, a wild African jungle cat called a serval.
Yeah, and this is the same cat, a same breed of cat that had escaped from an apartment in Decatur, which tells me somebody is breeding them, probably selling them online. They do not match well. They're not a domesticated animal, and it's unfortunate that these things never end well because these animals die. First of all, they can't withstand the cold that we experience in this part of the world. And so you're kind of on that bandwagon, too, that you want to see something enacted legislatively so that people aren't, you know, breeding these animals or, you know, having them in their possession, because it does lead to danger not only for the animal, but people.
Of course, Lisa. Now, that was once we got through this event. We did a lot of research. Frankly, I had never heard of this kind of animal before. But looking at state law, we realized that state law does not outright ban the possession, merely the sale of these animals. So we then looked at our village code and saw that it was perhaps a little outdated on its definition of wild animals. And so after a little bit of research with our legal team, we drafted some proposed legislation. We talked about this with our village board last week, and we'll be presenting a proposed revised code change to the Vernon Hills Municipal Code in January.
Because at this point, within the law, you would be able to go to Wisconsin or Indiana or anywhere and purchase one of these animals, bring it back to Illinois, and still be within the law of not having bred it or purchased it in this state.
That's correct. And so it's my recommendation to the village board that we regulate that, prohibit such animals from being owned in the village of Vernon Hills, and then also provide some provisions should someone choose to purchase one and give us some options to further take steps to try and remove it from the community. Because, again, this example just highlights the risk to the community, the risk to people, domestic animals presented when you introduce a wild African jungle cat to a suburban Midwestern community.
Right. And the owners were the ones that were able to capture it, but the animal freaked out and died basically of stress, didn't it?
Yeah, it was quite an ordeal. Our officers, we had about four officers assisted by Lake County Animal Control. So over five people engaged for nearly 3 hours trying to corral this animal. At first, one of the owners tried to get close enough to pick it up, and the animal actually growled and hissed and was able to get away. And so eventually we loaned the owners one of our catch poles that are typically used when we're trying to control a dog that is being aggressive. And after further efforts, they were able to secure the animal with the catch pole, but the animal continued to, as you might imagine, a wild animal like this, sprang and jumped and leaped and fought and went through quite an ordeal as it was captured. And it pretty sad that at the end of the ordeal, the animal perished from this event. And again, not the animal's fault. It found itself in suburban Chicagoland.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the articles I was reading said that some of these exotic animals are acquired at swap meets. Is there no law stopping that? Because there is a law saying that you can't sell these wild animals in the state of Illinois. Are they talking about swap meets across the border in another state?
I don't know. We haven't done a lot of research as far as where the origins or where people might go to actually get one of these animals. We just want to make it clear in our community, we don't think it's a good idea to introduce this again in the future. And, wanted to share that with the community that we're updating the definition of wild animals to include a serval cat and make sure that, this type of unfortunate incident doesn't happen again.
Chief of Police for the Village of Vernon Hills, Patrick Kreese, is with us. So that list of wild animals, I'm guessing, must be pretty extensive, right?
It is. The code amendment provides a pretty extensive list as opposed to our prior code. And we researched some other communities that had updated their wild animal definitions over the years to get some best practices. But in general, you can sum it up by saying, animals that are wild because of their carnivorous or their wild state or their poisonous or because of their physical makeup or viciousness or other characters, they constitute a danger to either humans, domestic animals, or property. And then we go on to list those. And I want to make sure we're very clear. We're not talking about, tame or docile exotic animals. A lot of people probably have tarantulas and, geckos and iguanas and other animals that some might find exotic, but they don't pose a risk to humans or other domestic animals if they get out. In this case, a serval cat clearly posed a real risk and scared a lot of people that night.
I bet. Well, thank you so much for updating us, telling us what's going on. I applaud you for taking those steps, not just for the protection of people, but for the protection of these animals, too. I hate that they're being bred and sold.
Of course. Thank you.